We'll call the special meeting of council at 6 o'clock, June 15th. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Is there anything we need to add to the agenda? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
Excuse me, Kim?
Yes.
Sorry, I was under the impression this was only for zoning.
It is.
And so are we talking about other things?
No.
Here as well?
No.
Are we talking about things related to the building?
No.
Just the rezoning?
Just the rezoning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to motion the agenda as presented.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. All right, so we will move down to items for discussion. So the public hearing for rezoning of the easterly halves of lots 17 to 20 inclusive, block 4, plan 570X, also known as 117 Carmen Street, 113 Carmen Street, and 111 Carmen Street. So the purpose of today's public hearing session is for council to hear all those who came to wish to state their opinions in favor or opposed to bylaw 822, a bylaw to redesignate the lands legally known as public to commercial to accommodate future construction by the Village of Carmengay of a multi-unit commercial building on the parcel for various commercial businesses and uses. Bylaw 822 was passed first reading on June 1st, 2022. We sent out notices and to date have received no letters. So each person that is here may speak once either in favor or against the proposed bylaw for a period of up to 5 minutes. When you speak, please state your name and your address clearly before you begin. Okay? So, is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of bylaw 822? Okay? Mo?
17 Bowling Street. Okay. When you look at these spaces as here, I don't think the public understand what the incentive is in doing this. So I want to say, given the situation with our town office, right, and which we've been using as a council chamber, now
Yes. We're only talking about the rezoning.
The rezoning.
From public to commercial.
Yes.
That's all we're talking about. Nothing about the building itself.
What are we talking about?
Just the rezoning of the lands.
Yes, the rezoning of the land.
Yes. So that's all we're talking about.
Have there been any inquiries regarding it?
No.
Oh. Except for myself? I have inquired myself. There's not been any interest in it?
People ask for clarification. I don't know, maybe the office
can speak.
Are you
talking about the building itself? Like
the rezoning of the land.
Yeah, no, not rezoning. A few people have inquired about the building, but that's...
Yeah.
I would believe most people in town probably already think it is commercial because that is all that has ever been on there. Back when I was a kid, that was an electrical shop and it was all business. Back then, these things weren't an issue. Nobody cared whether it was designated public or commercial.
So no one's been forward to support it for commercial reasons?
Well, once they find out why we're doing it, yes.
Everyone is fine.
Here's Steve.
Does that prevent this new change of zone? Does that prevent you from allocating part of the space as a meeting office for the council?
No.
It's got nothing to do with that. We're just...
No, but it doesn't prevent it. That's all I want to know, that it doesn't prevent it.
No.
It wouldn't prevent it, no.
In other words, the use of it is not strictly commercial. No?
I'm not sure I follow you, sorry.
Well, the zoning allows commercial.
Right? Yes.
But But it doesn't have to be strictly commercial.
Any village office or anything can be put in public, commercial, or wherever it fits.
Because I don't think most people think about it, quite frankly. I'm very pleased that you're doing it. I support it wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. Donna had consent 315 written. All I want is, I'm in favor of anything that happens there in the town, because to me it's a benefit to whatever happens. But these lots you're talking about, are they the lots that the old building was brought down on? That's the lots, right?
It's that whole block,
the
village office.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out the drawing here. Yeah. Okay, now another question is, from commercial or from public, is it public now?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the difference? What really makes a difference there? Is there any really...
The designations in the land use bylaw.
Yeah.
What the land use bylaw allows and doesn't allow.
Okay, so if it's public, it wouldn't allow a commercial business.
Use.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
That's right.
But if it's commercial, will it still allow a private business to move on there?
Yes.
That's what it's for.
That's all. I'm
100%
I'm
Tanya Atkinson at 315 Whitney Street, and I'm fine with the proposal. I think it's a good proposal.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I may just make a comment. Originally, we only had a plan for a few items, right? But now it's the whole block. Has there been any mention of what would take up the rest of the block, or would it remain as it is?
It's going to remain as it's proposed right now.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
So is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of bylaw 822? Anyone else? And is there anyone... So I have to ask this, each one of them three times?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of bylaw number 822?
That hasn't.
Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against bylaw 822? You do?
No.
Oh, I thought you raised your arm.
I scratched my head.
Sorry. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against bylaw 822? And finally, is there anyone who wishes to speak against bylaw number 822? Okay. So now what do I do? My notes end there.
Yep. So we have to do the second and third reading.
So I close public hearing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
So, 6:09. So then I close the public hearing at 6:09. And
thank you for speaking. Thank you for coming and speaking.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
You may have to put my shop away and be warm enough to get back for 10 minutes.
So now.
It's usually not.
Well, at least you get to watch the hockey game. At least you get to watch the hockey game.
What hockey game? It's over with Edmonton and lost.
Is there anyone interested now? It's a larger piece of land. Adding to what you've already worked out? Has there been any inquiries or anything?
No.
And yet people come up to you and say, oh, wouldn't this be nice if we had this, or we wouldn't have that, or
there's
whatever.
Inquiries into the bays, the proposed bays, but not to add on.
Not
that I've heard.
Yeah, and the building is, I think it's only 7 or 8 feet between the village office and the new building. So there's not a whole lot of extra space there unless you merge the buildings somehow.
So all behind to the north, that's all used now?
To the east is used up. I mean, there's a gap between.
Yeah.
And to the north, I think reasonable distance back. Yeah. Yeah, there's some room back there for loading and stuff like that. But that's, that's kind of it. But, yeah.
That's about it. Okay.
You bet.
Given that it's commercial, it doesn't stop you from allocating part of it as a town council meeting room, does it? No?
Nope.
A much needed council chamber? No? Doesn't stop you doing that?
No, it doesn't.
That's excellent.
It's just money.
Thank you very much for everything you've
done. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care. Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Mark.
So do we do the...
Yeah. Now you do your if you do second and third, then the next meeting will go much smoother.
Yeah. Okay. So then, since we've had the public hearing and it is closed, we'll move on to item 6 of bylaw 822.
I'd like to make a motion to pass the second reading of bylaw 822, the municipal land use bylaw amendment.
Any discussion? Okay, call a question. All those in favor? And it is carried.
And I will make the motion to pass the third reading of bylaw 822, the land use bylaw amendment.
Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? And that is carried. And there's nothing else, so we are adjourned at 6:12.